Are you happy with your current job? Do you want a career doing something you love? A federally certified training program that will qualify you to become a licensed technician. A career commands respect, good pay and benefits, but only for skilled hands-on technicians. A better future is only a phone call away. Call now, 800-466-397.
The time for me has come to confess. The time for me has come to confess. I have to tell someone what happened to me, what I did. I was not so young and innocent. I was not inexperienced. But still, I was new in Hollywood, full of dreams, tasks, expectations. Or maybe not. I was young and innocent and unexperienced.
And really far from Hollywood.
Well, I'll be whoever you want for tonight. You want drama, I give you drama. You want violence, I give you violence. You want sex? Well, I give you gender. You ready? Shall we start now? On a sunny Sunday afternoon, on a beach in Spain.
Yes,
when beaches still existed. Maybe some of you remember. This place is full of sand, half-naked people lying down, loving the sun on their skin. Yes, this era. Where you could exhibit your faces, arms, belly, legs, and more without being burned to death. Yes, in those times. I was myself on the beach,
and not so undressed, but then suddenly coming from the past, or from the future, or from a long together.
Terry Temnitz,
international film, multimedia producer, well-known,
all glittering in his costume made of stars. The worldly famous
sweating multimedia producer,
Terry Temnitz in pyjama, I must say. Proposed me this strange deal that would change my life forever, or not. So. Here is what he said.
I've always loved you. You know that.
Is that why you walked out on me?
I told you, your father threatened to ruin me if I didn't stay away from you.
I'm sorry, Terry. I just find it very hard to believe.
Right now, we should be talking about one thing. Marriage. Because believe me, I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
You sure about that?
I'm positive.
Well, I'm happy for you. But right now, Terry, I'm not sure about anything, least of all myself. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to be alone.
In exchange of your story, yes, the story of your life. No, do not protest. Your life is wonderful. I always dreamed to be a feminist nobody, to be anybody. What a subversive act, what a resistance. How brave you must be to be no one,
to be no one.
So I beg you, give me your story, and in exchange, I can bring you eternal life. You will be a star under the stars. Your name will be whispered and known through the world as the one who inspired Terry Temnitz. The one who has the dullest and the most pessimistic life on earth, poem to envy, the invisible feminist. I was such a fool. Longing for someone who could finally see my active invisibility. Someone who won't use my name in vain. Someone I could disappear within. So I gave him anything he wants. My memories, my little stories, and more, my dreams.
So, you know, it's funny. I never wanted to be a star. It was all Jerry's idea. I would have done anything for him. Jerry, Scott, sure know how to pick them, don't I?
Fool I was. Curiosity pushed me towards the studio.
And you know,
curiosity kills the cat, but I'm no cat. So curiosity pushed me towards the studio. It made me swear I will never reveal its location. Even now,
that he,
that smell, I won't break this promise.
What a shock, what a delusion, yet transformed my story, my dreams, my memories into a drama. Can you imagine a drama with a plot and everything? Full of action, sex, music and violence? Can you imagine how hurt I felt to see my simple, dull feminist life turn into a dog and pony show, full of sex and transgenderism? A mix of Porky's, Halloween and flashdance.
Why do we call you Hollywood's most controversial producer?
Well, because you hate my pictures. The critics hate my pictures. Everybody hates my pictures except the public.
And today you started shooting a new motion picture.
Yes.
Do you anticipate another box office hit?
It's got everything today's young moviegoers want. Music, sex, and violence.
Too much violence, perhaps?
What's too much?
I'm referring to the scene where the psychotic killer uses a flamethrower on a group of breakdancers.
That's not my story. I didn't like that.
You wanted to scare the kiddies?
Looks like that Mr. Lydecker's putting some of his own ideas into the movie.
Well, it's high time they heard some of my ideas.
Calling the TV station?
My publisher. I'm going to put a stop to this nonsense, even if I have to fly out to Hollywood.
What do I know about the picture? Well, it's guaranteed box office magic, that's all. It's a combination of Halloween, Porky's, and Flashdance.
You can't be serious.
Oh, yeah, you've got yourself a hot property here. You ought to follow it up real quick. Have you written any other books like this?
I've never written one book like that. Look, I don't know what my publisher told you, but I didn't come out here to take advantage of an intolerable situation.
Are you saying you don't want a piece of the action?
I only wanted to determine my legal rights to prevent that producer from debasing my novel. I was told that you could help me.
I make deals, and apparently you don't want a deal. So what can I do? Look, I'll tell you. I'll assign someone from my staff to dig out your contract, and we'll be in touch.
I swore to stop the shameful work. I wanted to keep on my integrity, my active invisibility. To be faithful to all my anonymous sisters and never enter this male paradoxical stardom. But it laughed at me. It did only just want my name, my anonymity. He broke my spirit. He even broke my heart. I couldn't let him do that. I'm no creative genius. Broken heart is good as good as my market geniuses and authors. I needed to stay an invisible feminist with full heart and full spirit. He laughed at me again because he knew. He knew because I gave them to him. I gave my dream
such
to
a fool I was.
Such a fool. He knew that I was. That
I don't know how to explain this. But I want to be a performer. And I knew if I didn't give it a shot, a real shot, that I'd be miserable. See, that's why I answered the ad to Le Champion. Was that a crime?
Oh, of course not. Would you like a coffee?
Sure.
I'm not so proud of what I did, but I did it. So I deserve my money. But he won't let me tell this story. He bought my name. He played with my dream. He ripped my skin off, let me out of her. I have to pretend now I'm a writer. I have to pretend I'm an actor. I have to pretend I'm an author.
What do you say, kid? Out for some early morning there? I've got to talk to you. So, talk. I need my money. We already had that conversation. You get it when you're finished.
Well, I'm finished.
Come on now, kid. We got a deal. You're in it till I say otherwise.
Now look!
You listen to me. I'm not particularly proud of what I had to do to earn that money, but I did it. And I want what's coming to me.
You're a nice kid, but don't you ever touch me like that again. Now tonight you be there, you don't see a dime. You got that? Fritz. Come on, Fritz.
He played with my dream. He ripped my skin off, let me out of her. I have to pretend now I'm a writer. I have to pretend I'm an actor. I have to pretend I'm an author. I have to stop this torture. I have to stop him raising all this creativity inside me. I have to kill the angel he is awakening in me. I have to stop him.
Well, what was I gonna do? Spend the rest of my life working in this rinky-dink club? You ever try to tell jokes when someone's got their hands on your throat?
Well, surely murder isn't the answer.
Yeah, well, you call it murder. I call it a career move. He says, kid, you're good. Here's a long-term contract. It's your shot, your big break. He broke my spirit. That man broke my heart. I couldn't let him do that. I'm a creative genius. Fair is fair. He gave me a shot. I gave him a shot. Ba-dum-bum. Should have shoved you under that stage light.
For reason of copyright, the rest of the story will be kept confidential. Thank you.
That was great. That was, I really enjoyed that, you know? I mean, you're quite a performer. You should get yourself a Guild card. Who writes your material? I mean, who writes this stuff? You know, your punchlines just don't work. You ever think of taking your act on the road? You should play Vegas. That reminds me, I better cancel my tickets. Doesn't look like I'm going to be going. It's too bad. I could have knocked him dead.
I'm sure you would have.